In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm reading from chapter 13 of St. Mark. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about the day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. Keep alert, because you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or midnight, or cockcrow, or dawn, or else he will find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake, keep awake. I tell you, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. She's going through the crowd saying, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. No one listened to her. She even saw a man with a cross around his neck. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. No one listened to her. I tell you, Jesus is coming. But will you and I be awake when he comes? Have we repented of our sins? Have we been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb? Chapter 14. It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. That's what we use, matzah. But you see, they did their own unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus and to kill him. For they said, not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people. Why would there be a riot? Because they followed Jesus. They were healed by Jesus. They heard his teaching, that it was with authority and not like the scribes. While he was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard. She broke open the jar. The only way to get into the jar was to break it open, never to be used again. Oh, yes, filled with nard. She broke open the jar and poured the ointment on Jesus' head. But some there who said to one another in anger, why was this ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. And they scolded her. But Jesus said to her, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me, for you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. This is love. This woman had love for Jesus. 300 denarii would be 300 days' work. But she was in love with Jesus, and Jesus knew who this woman was, that she loved him so much that she poured the nard all over his body. I tell you, what do we pour out on Jesus? First, our sins, yes. But what else do we pour out on Jesus? Do we pour out our song? Do we pour out our life? Do we pour out our surrender? What do we pour out on Jesus? Let's continue. Verse 10, chapter 14. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray Jesus to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. They were going to give Judas money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. 30 pieces of silver. Betray the Lord. Oh, my God, forgive us our sins. On the first day of the unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and you'll see a man carrying a jar of water." Only the woman would carry the jar of water. So this is something very, very clear. "You will meet him, and he will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?'" That's the cynical. The cynical, I've been there. I've been there. The cynical, that's where Pentecost began. That's where the Eucharist was instituted. Oh, yes, the cynical. "He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. Remember, Passover was the chief feast of the Jewish people, remembering that the blood of the Lamb was on their doorpost, and the angel of death would pass over. Oh, the blood of the Lamb is on our bodies, and I tell you, the angel of death has no purpose with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The angel of death cannot touch those covered with the blood of Jesus. So cover us, Lord, with the blood of your Son. Cover us, Lord, with the blood of Jesus, that the angel of death would fly over us and that you would give us everything we need. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus says, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." Imagine. He was with them for 3 years, and someone was going to betray Jesus. That hurt him so much. "One who is eating with me," they began to be distressed and to say to him, one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12 who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Imagine, they were with Jesus. They saw the miracles. They were with Jesus. They heard his teaching. They loved him. Yet Judas betrayed him. My Lord, I don't ever want to betray Jesus. Father, keep far from me the betrayal of your Son. Help me to love him with all my heart. I surrender to him right now. Cover me with the blood of Jesus, and all the people who listen to me, cover them with the blood of Jesus. We continue now. Chapter 14, verse 22. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he gave it and broke it and gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." When he took a cup, after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." We are fed from two tables, the table of the Word and the table of his Eucharist. Oh, yes. I went to a service that wasn't Catholic, and they had crackers I didn't receive. They had crackers for the communion experience. How sad. They don't know that in the Catholic Church, the real presence of Jesus is there. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, so I live because of the Father. He who eats of me will live forever, for the bread that I shall give you is my flesh for the life of the world to come. Oh, yes, he tells us that in John 6. Yes, his flesh and his blood. That's what happens at Mass every day. It's true. We receive Jesus in the form of bread. We receive Jesus in the form of wine. When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered." You will all become deserters. Imagine all that they saw, all that they experienced, that they're going to deny knowing him. "But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly, truly, I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same. I tell you, we're all so weak. We're all so weak. We need the grace of God to stick with Jesus. We're all so weak. Peter was the first bishop of Rome. He was so weak. He denied Jesus. Judas betrayed Jesus. We betray Jesus when we sin. Thank God for the gift of confession or penance. I continue to read. "Then he went to the place called Gethsemane, the squeezing of the olives. And he said to his disciples, 'Sit here while I pray.' And he took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, 'I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake.' And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, this hour might pass from him." What was Jesus experiencing? Death and life being waged war. Death and life being waged war in him. the Bible says, choose life and live. He said, Abba, Daddy, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. In other words, I want to do your will. Oh, yes. He wasn't trying to get out of it. He was experiencing pain, the pain of Judas, the pain of the apostles, the pain of life and death being confronted in him. Oh, yes. He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake for 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough, the hour has come that the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. My betrayer is at hand. One of my best friends. Immediately, 43, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests. The scribes and the elders, now the betrayer had given them a word, saying, the one I will kiss is the one man. Arrest him and lead him away under the guard. So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, Rabbi, teacher, and kissed him. Then they laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. But one of those who stood near threw the sword and struck the slave's ear, the slaves of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scripture be fulfilled. All of them deserted him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, and he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. A lot of people say this man with the linen cloth was Mark. We don't know. But a lot of commentators say it's Mark. Let's look now at Isaiah 45. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped. Cyrus was a pagan. The Lord calls him a Messiah. Why? Because he is going to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple, to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, to open doors before him. For the sake of my servant Jacob, verse 4, and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. Cyrus didn't know God. He was a pagan. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me. That's real. So that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. I can't understand it. Oh, yes, I can. We're all chickens. We're all fearful. We would do the same thing if the grace of God was not with us. We would do the same thing if the grace of God was not with us. Verse 9. Woe to you who strive with your maker, earthen vessels with the potter. Does the clay say to the one who fashioned it, what are you making? Or your work has no handles. Woe to anyone who says to a father, what are you begetting? Or to a woman, with what are you in labor for? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and its Maker. Will you question me about my children, or command me concerning the work of my hands? I made the earth. Oh, yes. He made the earth. He spoke the earth into existence. He spoke the seas into existence. The Word is the Messiah. He spoke the seas into existence. He spoke the stars into existence. He is God. Who is His Word? The Messiah. The Messiah. God worked wonders through the spoken word of the Messiah. We know that God the Father is the Creator, but it's not apart from His Son, the Word of God. Let me tell you this. Today, we are in need of God. There are so many things that are happening today that we are in need of God like never before. We are not to be afraid, because fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. We are not to be afraid, but we are to give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to live our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that today? It's not only saying a prayer. It's giving your whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Do you? Do I? Lord, I surrender all in Jesus' name. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Give your life to Jesus today. Use your own words. Tell him you surrender. Give your whole life to him, past, present, and future. And forgive all the people who have hurt you. Forgive. Ask that gift from Jesus that you can forgive. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.